I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Mali's military leaders delay a presidential election slated for February. Critics fear the move will draw sanctions from West Africa's regional bloc. This is the second time Mali's junta, which emerged from two coups in 2020, postponed the election. A 2024 vote was supposed to signal Mali's return to democratic rule. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
For generations, what's been modeled is poor leadership. The military delaying elections is just further example.
Please pray alongside indigenous church planners who are asking God for peace.
Whether it's the military running it or a democratic election, the presence of stability perpetuates the gospel.
And help reach millions of people cut off from the hope of Christ at missionnews.org. You might send an audio Bible called The Treasure.
Jesus has called us to make disciples. It's very difficult to make a disciple in the absence of the Word of God.
And hopeful trends in the deaf world. Door International is a deaf-led ministry specializing in Bible translation and church planning. In 2020, Door and its partners celebrated the world's first complete Bible in American Sign Language. Door International's Rob Myers.
Several other sign languages cross the line of having about 25% of the Bible completed. We've also seen a lot more deaf engagement and involvement in networks of major Christian organizations.
However,
with every opportunity, there's a potential challenge. And so one of the challenges is to make sure that next steps are always taken with deaf people. It's really important that we engage with deaf leaders to address those problems.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu world prayer guide. Get yours free at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.